MashaAllah, Qari Sahib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status in this dunya, inshallah. And may our youngsters, inshallah, learn from Qari Sahib as well. The beautiful holy kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا ومولانا أنا محمد أنا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحد إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام honorable علماء الكرام respected beloved brothers in Islam Respected beloved mothers and sisters who are listening on this beautiful night, Friday night, the 27th night of Muharram, not the 26th, the 27th night of Muharram. And of course, our beloved ulama and our respected youth, we begin with the beautiful greetings of this dunya and the greetings of the akhirah. And I was saying it this afternoon in Masjid al-Awwal, we have a very, very bad habit. And we all know the bad habit. The bad habit is that when we see one another, we don't say, Assalamu alaikum, no. We say, what's up? Ikse, what kind? Come, let's face it, brothers. Let's face it. Beautiful hadith of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna awla nasi billahi ta'ala man bada'ahum bisalam. That indeed the most nearest people in the eyes of Allah are those people who begin with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our ulama explained it very, very beautifully. He says the first thing when you enter your home, enter with Assalamu alaikum. Respected beloved brothers in Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, just the two brothers when their hands shake, before their hands can depart, all their minor sins are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. All their minor sins are forgiven. Since we are sitting in this beautiful Masjid al-Salam, I'm just going to divert myself from my topic, inshallah. I'm going to try and be with time 10 to 15 minutes, inshallah. You see, Quran says, وَإِن تَوْعُدُّ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُهَا If you think that you can count the ni'mat of Allah, wallahi, you can't. You can't. They say, Haji Sahib, one water, it goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes what? Who can tell me? One water, it goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. One water, it goes into the mouth of the snake, it becomes what? Poison. One water, it goes into the mouth of the deer, it becomes what? Musk. One water, it goes into the mouth of the honey, it becomes what? One water, it goes into the mouth of the bee, it becomes what? Honey. Respected beloved brothers and friends, one water, it goes into the mouth of insan, and it quenches its thirst. No taste, no color, no smell. Respected beloved brothers in Islam, You see, they say, what good is that wealth behind which is the fear of poverty? Hear me out. What good is that wealth behind which is the fear of poverty? What good is that wealth behind which is the fear of poverty? What good is that health after which there is sickness? What good is that ease and comfort after which there is hardship? What good is that youth after which there is old age? What good is that life after which there is death? Respected beloved brothers and friends, mothers and sisters, this dunya has no value. We know what's happening around the dunya. For the propagation and the conveyance of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To this entire humanity, for this great task and great responsibility, every facet, every faction, every group, every tabaqa, whether rich, whether poor, whether educated,
whether uneducated, whether doctors, whether lawyers, whether engineers, whether politicians, whether rulers, whether males, whether females, every facet, every section of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been selected for this. Quran says, هَذَا بَلَاغُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Allah has selected and chosen this ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to convey his deen. Respected beloved brothers, we are sitting in this masjid. In 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we had over 18 nayats. That's what we know of. In 2 weeks, we had over 18 nayats, respected beloved brothers and friends. Let's ask a question to ourselves. What guarantee you have you're going to see tomorrow, respected beloved brothers and friends? See what's happening around the dunya. See what's happening around the world, respected beloved brothers and friends. Where is the deen of Allah? Let's ask ourselves this evening. Where is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected beloved brothers and friends? Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, they say before you leave the dunya, Allah gives you 40 days. Before you leave the dunya, Allah gives you 40 days. And in that 40 days, you're going to speak whatever you're going to speak, but only you and Allah knows what you're speaking. And then after the marhum leaves the dunya, then you'll say, oh yeah, you know what? The marhum did say this. Oh yeah, marhum says, you know what? I'm not going to see you next week Friday. Yes or no, respected beloved brothers and friends? It's only between him and Allah. Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was giving a dars. He was giving a lesson. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in. And he says, oh my sahaba, after this year, you are not going to hear from me. You are not going to see me. Who is saying this? Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, listen to the hadith, respected beloved brothers. The month of Ramadan is only 5-6 months around the corner. By the time you open your eyes, they'll say, oh, Mulana, it's Ramadan already. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Time waits for nobody, respected beloved brothers. We might laugh. Time waits for nobody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says beautifully, oh my ummah, oh my sahaba, after this year, you're not going to hear from me. You're not going to see me. So sahaba says, oh Nabi of Allah, what are you saying? He says, سَيَأْتِي عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي زَمَانٌ يُحِبُّونَ الْخَمْسَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْخَمْسَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a time will come upon the Muslims. Listen to the hadith. A time will come upon my ummah in which that Muslims, he goes every year for umrah, he goes every year for hajj, he goes for 40 days, he goes for 4 months, he goes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes for mastura. Don't laugh, we might laugh. This is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes out and he comes back and he's still the same. He's still the same. What he says, they will love only 5 things and they will forget 5 things. Now we all are sitting here, right? Let's listen to the hadith of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want everybody just to sit, reflect, understand and ponder. He says they will love 5 things and they will what? They will forget 5 things. So sahaba says, O Nabi of Allah, what are you saying? He says, يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةِ. هذا حق. This is reality, respected beloved brothers and friends. They will love the dunya. They will love the dunya. And they will forget its reckoning. They will forget the dunya, the akhirah. يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةِ. How many of us, we sleep like the Yahud and Nasara? We get up like the Yahud and Nasara, respected beloved brothers and friends. Where is, let's ask ourselves this evening, brothers and friends, where is the love for each other? Where is the love for each other, respected beloved brothers and friends? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابِ. Second point. What he says, يُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابِ. Who doesn't want to drive a beautiful car? Who don't want to drive the latest Golf 7? Who don't want to do that? See what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابِ. They will love their wealth. They will love their wealth and they will forget its reckoning. One of our beloved very good friends in Johannesburg, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. Wallah, I'm sitting in this masjid. Allah blessed him with wealth, respected beloved brothers and friends. And when we went to him, he says, Mawlana Arafat, you won't understand. Allah has given me so much of wealth, but I just can't give out. I'm sitting in a masjid, I wouldn't lie to you, respected beloved brothers. He says, Allah has given me so much of wealth, but I don't have the heart to give. Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Allah will ask him on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Abu Bakr, what you brought for me? What Abu Bakr says? Oh Allah, I've given everything to you. I came myself. Third point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up from the gathering. Sahaba stood up with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to the third point, respected beloved brothers and friends. What he says? يحبون الدنيا وينسون الآخرة. يحبون الحياة وينسون الموت. يحبون المال. يحبون القصور وينسون القبور. And this is reality. What he says? يحبون القصور وينسون القبور. They will love the big mansions, but they will forget the qabr. والله العظيم. This is the reality, respected beloved brothers and friends. Today we have no khawf of Allah. Today we will bury the person. We will stand in front of the marhum and we will cry. And in the meantime, they're fighting for the inheritance at home. This is the halat of the ummah. You think that you and I are going to live forever in this dunya? No, respected beloved brothers and friends. My Nabi says, my ummah will only love hadith in Bukhari till the age of 63. Till the age of 63. After 63, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's bonus. What he says, it's bonus. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned around and he started walking. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in followed him. He walked 2 miles, 3 miles. And he started crying, respected beloved brothers and friends. He started crying. Sahaba came to say, oh Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around. And brothers, we are sitting here. I'm going to say it again this. I remind myself first. And we remind each other, respected beloved brothers and friends. And the fourth point that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Wallahi, you know who you are, respected beloved brothers and friends. He started crying, respected beloved brothers and friends. Sahaba came to say, oh Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? He says, يحبون الخلق وينسون الخالق. يحبون الخلق وينسون الخالق. He turned around and he started crying. Sahaba said, oh Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? He says, my ummah, they will love the creation and they will forget the creator. I'm going to say it again. They will love the creation and they will forget the creator. One poet says very beautifully in Urdu, Haji Sahab. He says, na dunya se, na dolat se, na ghar abad karne se. He says what? Tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. He takes a qasam on Allah. He says that this dunya can do, this world can do, even by beautifying your big houses, that even can do. He says, tasalli dil ko milti hai, that the contentment of the heart lies only and only khuda ko yaad karne se. Lies only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected beloved brothers and friends, every Fridays we hear the bayanat. Every Fridays we hear the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Fridays we hear the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected beloved brothers and friends, we are in the year 1438. 27 days are gone of Muharram, respected beloved brothers and friends. Let's ask ourselves, respected beloved brothers, why is Allah ta'ala, everybody says, Malana, it's an afat, it's a test. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hitting us with azab, respected beloved brothers? Go and see what the ummah is doing, respected beloved brothers. We cry. What the ummah is doing, we cry, respected beloved brothers and friends. There was a case where 11 ulama, let me tell you, where 11 ulama had to get involved in this couple. where brother and sister got married and they had two mashallah beautiful children. Where is the condition of this ummah? Where is the condition of this ummah, respected beloved brothers and friends? Today we are making abortion halal. Today we are cheating, committing haram, committing zina. How do you want the rain to come, respected beloved brothers and friends? Karissa today was making a beautiful dua. Allahumma askina al-ghaythan mughithan hani'an mari'a. Go and see the youngsters in the clubs. Go and see the youngsters playing lotto. Go and see the youngsters, respected beloved brothers and friends. Allah Ta'ala save the ummah. Allah Ta'ala protect us, respected beloved brothers and friends. Today we hate each other. Why? Power. Ego. Respected beloved brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you, oh so and so, what did you do in this dunya? How did you spend your time in this dunya? What did you do with your wealth? How did you spend your time with your family? Where did you go in this dunya? Allah ta'ala says, you see, Allah ta'ala is too ghafoor. Allah ta'ala is too merciful. Quran says beautifully, Anni ana al-ghafoorur raheem. Who is the most forgiving? Who is the most merciful? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says after it, Wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabu al-aleem. Who is the most severing in punishing? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected beloved brothers and friends. Let's ask ourselves this question. How many of us we are sitting here? How many of us today? Today I'm asking. We spoke about the greatness of Allah in our business, in our shop, at home, with our friends. How many of us we take our time, even 5 minutes, we speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us? There's no time, respected beloved brothers. What is going to happen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call so, so and so? He says, today you are standing in my court. You're going to say, no Allah, you know, ya Allah, I didn't have no time. Ya Allah, I had to go there. Ya Allah, I had to go there. Respected beloved brothers, it's a lesson for you and I. We see what's happening in Kashmir. We see what's happening in Yemen. We see what's happening in Afghanistan. We see what's happening in Syria. We see what's happening in Palestine. Respected beloved brothers, imagine the day Allah is going to test us here in South Africa. We always say, this is not going to happen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? He went in the Mount of Arafah. He made dua for you and I. He made dua for you and I. And today we say, but Mulana, it's just a sunnah. It's just a sunnah. Go see how they're raping our beloved sisters. Go and see how they're raping our beloved sisters in Syria. You people don't even know what's happening to Sister Afia. Every day she calls out, oh Allah, when are you going to take my ruh? Every night she calls out, we keep in contact with Sister Afia, Siddiqa's sister. She calls out every night. Bin Qasim to Kabayega, when are you going to take my ruh? That's our sister in Islam, respected beloved brothers and friends. What didn't that Nabi give for his ummah? Mufti Sahib was busy giving a bayan in Indonesia, and a group of youngsters, while the bayan, the Juma bayan was on, they came with earrings inside the masjid. And they were playing whatever music, whatever, they came inside. And Mufti Sahib gave the hadith of Man Tashabbih. Those youngsters waited for Mufti Sahib after Juma to hit Mufti Sahib. Is this the halat of the ummah? Respected beloved, where are we going wrong? Go and ask the mountains of Taif. What didn't that Nabi give for his ummah? Go and ask the grounds of Taif. What didn't that Nabi give for his ummah? Go and ask the grounds of Taif. What didn't that Nabi give for his ummah? Respected beloved brothers, the mountains started crying. The malaika started crying. The ground started shaking. They could not see the hurt and pain of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They pelted him for 3 miles. They pelted him for 3 miles, respected beloved brothers. Today you and I, we just say, ah, it's a sunnah. When inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. A youngster comes to us and says, Malana, who are you to judge me? Who are you to judge me? I will keep a beard when I want to. When the time is right. Inna lillahi. Do we call this the love to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? 3 miles pelted. As he would fall, they would pick him up and force him to carry on running. So that they could carry on pelting him. Till eventually, the skin splits open of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The skin splits open of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started wiping the blood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started wiping the blood. He goes underneath a palm tree. A youngster comes there and he pelts Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was on his Mubarak lips? Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. They don't know what they are doing. Respected beloved brothers, my message for you this evening, it's simple. It's simple. We are in the year 1438. And I'm going to leave you with 4 beautiful points, respected beloved brothers. Do good in life, respected beloved brothers. Be good in life, respected beloved brothers. Do good, be good, stay good, and think always positive of the next brother, respected beloved brothers. Let us make sincere dua. Let us make sincere intention from this majma that inshallah, from tonight, from today inshallah, we are not going to break any hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us say inshallah, from today inshallah, we are going to love our families, we are going to love one another only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected beloved brothers, we are in the year 1438 Muharram. I ask everyone inshallah, let us make dua for rain. Sit you alone individually. Go at home, take that musalla. It's only you and Allah. It's only you and Allah. Make that dua. You don't know whose dua is accepted. Cry for Allah. Allah wants to see the tears. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. If you can't cry, make like you're crying, respected beloved brothers and friends. We ask inshallah and we thank all the trustees here in Middleburg. I thank all the brothers that assisted us. Jazakumullahu khair for Middleburg giving us the hospitality and generosity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you people tremendously inshallah. The team will be here inshallah till tomorrow morning inshallah. If anybody wants to meet us, feel free. Haji Bashir Lorgat is here. Karib Bashir, of course, Hafiz Yusuf Manak. And I say to all the brothers that are here, inshallah, the next time when we come again, inshallah, we will be coming with our beloved Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein. Unfortunately, he couldn't come. He's gone to New Zealand. He's got a program in New Zealand. So we ask all the listeners, inshallah, to make dua for Mufti Sahib, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him back safely, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.